fun that I haven't destroyed yet. So if you guys want to, this is going to be a really, this is called Brand Talks, and we're going to have a really great conversation. We're going to learn a little bit about Welborn Cabinetry. Some of you guys may be familiar with the brand. You should be. And if you're not, you'll learn something new. But also, we definitely want to have a conversation with Angela, Marketing Director at Welborn. Angela, first of all, I want to thank you for coming and would love for you to take it away and give us a little bit. I think most people in the room will know Welborn. You guys are such a name in the industry. But give us a little bit of an insight on the history and where y'all are coming from. Tell us your story.
There we go. So, yes, Welborn Cabinet, we are located in Alabama. The company started, it's a true entrepreneur story. My father, Paul, started the business in 1961. He grew up moving, I think, 8 times as a young person through different schools. And he said he wanted to create something that he could have his family stay in one place. What you see here is in the original building, there was a cotton field and literally a dirt road in front of the place at that time. He started with a little gas station and had building supplies selling Sherwin-Williams paint. And then the first building, manufacturing building, was built in 1962, just 1 year later. And a lot of the work at that time was focusing on HUD housing work because you could get a lot of volume. Today we have over 2 million square feet under roof in that same location, very vertically integrated. We really focus on making our own cabinet doors. So if you're really looking for a brand where you can really support Made in the USA, we really focus on that.
Beautiful. Thank you. It's a great story. And I had no idea about the Sherwin-Williams paint.
Yeah, we did.
That's amazing. And you, of course, carry the family legacy along with other family members. Are you guys still very much a family business? Would you call it that still?
Yes, we are. The company is still owned by our family, my brothers and sisters. There's 5 of us. And we also have Generation 3 starting to come into the business today as well.
Sounds a lot like my company, so I like that. That's it. Always, it works. I mean, you got to watch out when you get critical with those guys, but otherwise, it's a good environment, and I like that. That does something in the culture of a company. I think that's really important. So we just put up a slide. You guys have a lot of different brands under the Welborn umbrella. Can you help everybody understand how that builds in terms of budget and what those different brands stand for?
Well, like a lot of the brands, we start with our entry level, which is Home Concepts and the Select Series. And those brands meet the entry level to mid-price point, new construction and remodeling, because we service both. Within those brands, your selection is more selective or limited because, you know, you need that for the price point. But as you move into our Premier Series, our Estate Series, and our Aspire, the door styles, finishes, colors, the amount of cabinet sizes and selection, semi-custom also greatly increases. And we also have frame and full access frameless in our brand as well at that upper level. And that makes more of the mid-price point. We don't focus on high-end custom. We're more of a mid-price point to, you know, that entry level to the high end.
And what are the customization options as you go through that list?
Well, as you go into the higher end, we have a program called You Draw It. So in all brands that you choose, in cabinetry and others, there's always a specification catalog, and we do have that. But we also have a You Draw It program. So if you're working with a client and you need to specialize your client space and you can't find it in the catalog, then the You Draw It program will answer that, as you see here in the demonstration, or of a specialty, could be a specialty desk area, could be a specialty wine storage area. And so we do that for our customers. And it's delivered on the same lead time as a kitchen, so that's a really unique ability as well.
So is that completely custom, or is it using components and finding ways to make that work? And my follow-up question to that is, do your in-house designers help with that, or does the designer draw it and then get it over to you?
So what happens is the kitchen designer does send that, and it goes to our product engineering department, and they create a CAD drawing and send it back with a quote.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I know we've talked a lot about smart solutions. So what is that, and what do you understand by smart solutions, and why is that so important for the Welburn brand?
Well, you all are designers, and you know the kitchen needs to be beautiful on the outside. I mean, that's pleasing. It's got to have pleasing aesthetics, colors, and look pretty. But just as important is the functionality of the kitchen. It's got to be kitchen, bathroom, all workspaces, laundry. They've got to have function. So smart living solutions basically gives the ability behind every door and every drawer there is functionality to store product in its place. Because if what you're looking for is where it's supposed to be and it's organized, it functions well. But it's not just about compartments. It's about also opening and closing the doors and the drawers. We have electronics as well. We have push to open. We have touch to open, touch to light, so that when the doors do open and drawers, they're also lit up, which is also very important to have the interiors to be lit up as well.
Very good. And these are, again, these are cataloged items that people can configure with any cabinet. Is that how it works? So I'm specifying my cabinet, and then I'm adding my smart solutions.
That's correct. So you do that when you're actually designing the kitchen. They all have easy item codes, and they're all supported by CAD-based programs to make it really easy to price and quote as well.
Very, very good. Okay. And, you know, none of these conversations ever work without new color. And you guys, I have to say, from my own way back when experience as kitchen designer, I don't even know if you know that that's where I came from originally.
As a
but
designer.
I'm a kitchen designer, and then I went to the marketing side. I went over to the dark side. Mm-hmm. sometimes I wonder whether that was a good decision. But I love it, and you guys have always been known for having such a vast array of great finish options. Mm-hmm. So what's new, and what can people see over at your booth?
Well, we meet with dealers a lot as they come in and tour the company, and I think we're all agree that we're tired of the white shaker kitchens. It's been a lot of years of the white shaker kitchens. I've heard many designers say, if I have to design one more white shaker kitchen, I'm going to scream. But then again, it's revenue. But what we're seeing now, and you're seeing it, is that is definitely decreasing, and we're seeing warmth, we're seeing color, we're seeing wood grains. It's so nice to see oak and cherry and hickory come out. We've seen a lot of where the islands are using the woods and the brown tones. We've got new colors in River Rock. It's a gorgeous brown tone. We've also got a lot of new paints that are neutrals, because you're seeing kitchens where the upper's perimeter might be the paint, but the lower is a stain, and the island sometimes a third stain. We also have the decorative laminate veneers in our program as well that supports the frameless. So in those, the wood tones are doing very well too. Textures, warmth, gold, gold textures, gold hardware.
Mm-hmm. And I know we have a couple of door styles and colors on the wall. Are those new finishes that we're looking at?
Yes, those are new finishes, and Oops. Here's some new door styles. Okay. The strength of the shaker, as we said, is decreasing, but now it's more what's called the slim shaker, or just a very trim edge perimeter. Still a flat panel door, looking for the flat center panel to keep everything more transitional and modern.
Mm-hmm. A show of hands, everybody here, on all the kitchen designers in the room. Our predominant color in the kitchen, raise of hand for white.
So...
It's less. This is pretty magical. Yeah. I didn't see that. Did you expect more hands?
With the designers working today, with what's going on, I'm excited to see that. So, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What about brown tones, natural wood tones and brown tones?
Yeah. That's good.
I think we had a great trend presentation yesterday, mm-hmm. and that was the predominant trend going mm-hmm. back to really mm-hmm. natural wood tones and warm wood tones. So mm-hmm. it's exciting to see that even entire kitchens just in one wood finish.
That, and also black. Seeing a lot of movement in our black stains with, of course, contrasting light walls, but we're seeing that as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then I got to know, because, again, Welburn does so much painted finish, painted kitchens in other colors other than white. So blues, greens. How are you looking there? Mm-hmm. You guys doing some color? Some color? Yay for color? Good. I think it's nice. I think we've really kind of pushed past a little boundary there.
We've got a great new color in the green family. We're calling it olive. And in fact, it's not pictured here, but it's in an office space. And all morning long this morning here at the show, we're getting a lot of attraction to it because it's a light green, but it's warm. It's a warm base.
Tell everybody here, by the way, where your booth is.
We're just located at here in the North Hall at 1023. We also have a CEU credit that's been approved by the NKBA where we're doing a class at 10 and 2, and the title is Feel the Color. We'd love to have you over to our exhibit to hear that speech any day on all 3 days of the show.
And in addition to new door styles and new colors, and do you want to talk about Feel the Color since you just pulled it up? Or
sure, that's great.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
So our national training director is doing this class, and like I said, it's at 10 and 2. So just come on up. You don't have to pre-sign up, and just come to our and get a credit, a CEU credit while you're there.
And what's the content of that talk?
It's all about color. It's about the color trending that's going on that we're talking about today.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I know you have a slide, but I don't know if we just skipped it or not. I wasn't looking. But you do have new elements in play as well at Welburn. So not just door styles and colors, but also a few new feature sets.
We do. We continuously work on the smart living solutions. Again, that's the function behind the doors. And we work a lot with our designers who currently buy our product as well as suppliers. But one of the strong features that we have is a new hood program. It's a two-tone hood because that's another trend is the hoods above the cooktop to be two color toned. And while that may seem easy, it's getting it two color through the factory. Our product engineering team came out with a new solution. It has four different designs, and it also allows for the front to be able to be open because we know that there's service needed for the vent systems that you need to get to. So all of this new hood program has the functionality to open that up for later service to the hood systems.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. I was intrigued by that, by that system. I think that's very good. I'd like to know, do we have any Welburn designers / dealers in the room?
We got a lot of opportunity.
I love that. I thought maybe we'll just get a bunch of hands. I'm like, well, you know, preaching to the choir here. Mm-hmm. So how can designers work with you guys, and where are you guys at in terms of setting up new dealers, or how does that work? How can they contact you, and what's the best way to work with Welburn?
Well, certainly come over to our exhibit and talk with our sales force. We are here and engaging. We are certainly setting up new business. That's why we're here. We do sell through the kitchen and bath dealer channel. And so depending on the size and how you do your business, we'll talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And do you guys have one of the things that I love about Brand Talks is you have sort of one of the big cheeses from the company right here. So if you guys have questions, right now is a great time to ask them because, you know, going in the booth, I know Angela is going to be very, very busy. So if you guys do have questions for Angela, right now is a great time to get them out there.
Yes.
Okay. Back to the smart products. Can you hear me? Is it working? Oh. The smart products that you had, you said you do a CAD, it's all included. Do you do the electrical for that as well?
So what we do within our cabinetry is you order in the channel to run the electrical. So we produce that at the factory, the actual channel that allows it to run. We do sell lighting, and we sell those in kitted, but the actual installation of the electrical and the lighting is done actually at the cabin installation.
I just meant an electrical drawing when you do the...
Oh, I'm sorry. Drawings, sorry, for the actual kitchens. No, we do not do that. The kitchen and bath dealers and designers actually do the CAD drawings for the kitchen layouts. I'm sorry,
okay.
Misunderstood.
And what are your lead times?
Our lead times right now are running around 6 weeks. we've certainly all been through this supply chain channel problem issue over the last few years, and I will say that our lead time did go out, but we got it back down right now to around 5 and 6 weeks. It's been a kind of a struggle over the last few years, hasn't it?
That's impressive, right, Emily? Yeah, I know. 5 or 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. You need to drum that drum a little bit louder, Angela.
Well, you know, the company started in 62, and I've been in the business for 30 years, and our lead time was always 3 to 6 weeks, never any longer in the whole 30 years of my career. And so, like a lot of us, this last few years has been interesting to have lead times go out, but we're glad to get them back in.
Hi, Angela. Thank you. What about age in place or handicap? Mm-hmm. Are you building those features into your cabinetry as well?
That's a good question. We do have a whole program. We call it our Active Living Program. And so we have a lot of cabinet sizes that are preset with that. And you can blend those certainly with standard wall cabinets. But we do have the height availability as well as toe kick adjustability. For that, and then a lot of functionality again with the smart living solutions that bring the product, whether it be a pull out or a pull down, depending. We got a lot of different mechanisms to do that with to service that market. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Do we have any more questions? Yes, Emily, over here.
Yes, we do. We service all 50 states. We do. Mm-hmm.
And you do that on your own trucks, right?
We do. We have had our own trucking fleet for years, and it's really nice that our dealers really like that because we keep the truck drivers generally coming to the same clients. So you see the same truck driver, and they get to know your staff, which is really nice. So that there's a great relationship. They know where they're going. It's good delivery. And so we really pride in that. Plus, it also helps control damage because moving product is, you know, there's can always be damage there, but we're moving it on our own trucks with our own drivers, so our damage is very minimal.
What if it's a small order or a small room and you're still needing to deliver on trucks? Do you wait until you have other things to deliver in that area?
So what we do is when we work with our dealers, there is to set up as a direct dealer, we do have, you really need to be doing around 75,000 to purchase from us. So if you're working as a designer, and you're doing more smaller orders, you'd go through a dealer. It just depends on your business model. So, but that's per year, not per order. So 75 to 100,000 a year to be a direct dealer. From us. Mm-hmm.
And that's still possible, so people can still open up a line with
yes.
you?
Yes, and that's the wholesale pricing, too. That's not the retail pricing. That's the wholesale pricing of cabinets that would come to the dealer. Mm-hmm.
Do the cabinets ship knocked down or assembled?
We're fully assembled. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have sales staff that actually represents all 50 states. We do. Mm-hmm. That's a really good question. They are all direct employees with Welborn. We have had full employees in our sales staff for many years now, probably at least over 20 years as direct employees.
That makes a big difference, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Any more questions, you guys?
We also have a full customer service, and that's another thing is when you're working with us, your customer service representative that is located in Ashland stays your CSR. We don't change. We don't have like a call system. You have a dedicated person who stays your contact as well in the sales force and the customer service support. So we're really well respected in that we really want to make sure you're getting the answers that you need on a timely basis.
Beautiful. And we have one more question right there.
What about matching finishes in a partially existing kitchen or something specific that a client would want?
So you're asking if there is an existing kitchen and you're wanting to add to the product. So we are semi-custom. So if you have an existing, not Welborn brand, you have an existing and they're wanting to add to, we do offer a Color Inspire on the paint program, but not on the stain program. Under the paint program, our marketing word is Color Inspire, and we support all colors made by Sherwin-Williams, Ben Moore, as well as Exalta. And so you would select out that paint color, and we would build that for you. But as far as sending a door in from a current resident and trying to 100% match that, that's generally going a little too custom for us.
Thank you very much, Angela. I appreciate you coming by.
Appreciate you so much.